This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
رمضان بخير وافانا بالفضل اتانا وحبانا وكسى بالنور مآذننا والفرحة تغمر دنيانا الكون أضاء
بنقدمه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters, the crescent moon has been sighted, and with it the blessed month of Ramadan 1445 Hijri has graced us once again. It is a time of reflection, a period of purification, and a season to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ramadan is not just any month, my dear brothers and sisters. It is a divine invitation to transform our lives, to deepen our faith, and to cleanse our souls. Across the year, we've been falling prey to the traps of the devil. We've been slipping, we've been drifting. So Ramadan is this beautiful opportunity to get our bearings, to get our priorities straight, and to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a beautiful gift from Allah azza wa jal. It offers us the chance to recalibrate, to reset our spiritual clocks, and to realign our lives with our Maker's will. So let us embrace this month with open hearts. It's a quick reminder, firstly for myself and then all of you all. It is a time to leave behind the burdens of our past. It is a time to leave behind those burdens. It is a time to mend our ways. It is a time to forge a path closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our annual spiritual boot camp, a time for spiritual upliftment, a time when the Quran was sent down as guidance to mankind. As Allah says in the Quran, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ. The Quran was sent as clear proof of guidance with regards to what is right and what is wrong. So therefore, this Ramadan, my dear brothers and sisters, let us not let it slip away. Let us commit to change. As you can see, last Ramadan went past 1444 Hijri, and look at how time flies. Here we are, at the beginning of Ramadan 1445 Hijri, and before you know it, this month will also leave us. So therefore, let us commit to change, and the change that starts within our hearts, we need to commit to that kind of a change that starts within our hearts and radiates outwards into our actions, our limbs. And we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this. So let us turn to Him in sincere tawbah, asking for His forgiveness, asking for His mercy, asking for His guidance, for His help, so that we mend our ways. Let us use this sacred month to reflect on our good deeds, to reflect on our deeds, good and bad, to scrutinize our intentions. Why am I doing this deed? Am I doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah? Or have I got ulterior motives? Is there another agenda? So let us scrutinize our intentions, because the deeds that are done with pure intentions, sincerely, purely, solely for the sake of Allah, those are the deeds, my dear brother, my dear sister, that are going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, scrutinize your intentions, and let us intend firmly to purify our hearts. My dear brothers and sisters, when you talk about habits, this month of Ramadan offers us a beautiful canvas to paint a new beginning, a new chapter. It is the perfect time to instill and cultivate good habits. It is the perfect time to discard bad habits and to discard anything that distances us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, let us dedicate more time for salah. Let us dedicate more time for reading the Quran. Let us dedicate more time to spread kindness through smiles, through a kind and good word, through positive actions. Every positive action, every positive word counts, my dear brother, my dear sister. And how do we ensure that these habits last beyond Ramadan? We start small, we stay consistent, and we remember that every step taken towards Allah, no matter how small, is a monumental leap in our spiritual journeys. Therefore, let us intend firmly that we start with Ramadan, and that we hope to carry forward these habits, these good deeds, these positive words, making them a part of our essence, our very being, our very DNA, our very being from within us, subhanallah. And when you reflect up on Ramadan, it is also a time of unity, of community. It is a time when we all get together, bound by our faith, bound by our brotherhood, bound by our sisterhood. So therefore, let us use this month to extend our hands in generosity. Let us engage in acts of charity, in acts of sadaqah. Let us pay out our zakah during this blessed month and help those in need. Look around you, my dear brother, my dear sister. You and I, we have been blessed, subhanallah. We have been given surplus. We have been given an abundance. But there are those who are struggling to make ends meet. Their primary concern is the next meal. How are we to put it on our tables? How are we to feed our children? But we don't have to worry about that, subhanallah. Why? Because Allah has given us in surplus. So this is a month to prove that, Ya Allah, you've given us so much. We are indebted. We want to be grateful. We want to give. And by giving, you're going to receive more. No one has ever become poor by giving, subhanallah. The more you give, the more you're going to receive. The more you give, the more Allah, the most generous, is going to multiply and give you back in return. For in giving, we receive. And in forgiving, we are forgiven. In giving, you're going to receive not from the recipients. We don't need their gratitude. We don't need credit from them. We don't need worldly accolades and medals and whatnot. We want to receive from the Lord of all worlds, from Allah. So in giving, we receive from Him. And in forgiving, we are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us also remember the power of dua. This month, my dear brothers and sisters, is such a powerful and blessed month. As we make our way towards the last 10 nights, subhanallah, I will perhaps talk about it later. But you have Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, within the last 10 nights. And dua is our direct line to Allah, subhanallah. Especially when we wake up for suhoor, during tahajjud, in the last third of the night, when Allah descends to the lowest heaven, asking us if we have any requests. So this Ramadan, let your duas be profound. Let them be sincere. And let them reflect on your deepest hopes, your deepest desires for yourself, your loved ones, and for the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters, as we fast from dawn to dusk, let us also fast from negative thoughts. Let us fast from harmful words. Let us fast from actions that contradict our faith. Let us cleanse our minds. Let us cleanse our hearts and our souls. Let us fill them with compassion. Let us fill them with patience. Let us fill them with a deep sense of gratitude for all of Allah's boons and blessings that we are wallowing in. This is the inner and deep spirit of Ramadan. It is not only to stay away from food and drink, subhanallah. Stay away from every toxic thing, every negative thing, every negative word, every negative action. This is the true spirit of Ramadan, the true spirit of fasting. So let us all make a united intention, a collective intention, an intention to emerge from this Ramadan renewed, revitalized, reborn, rejuvenated, to carry the light of this month in our hearts, illuminating the path for ourselves and for others. My dear brothers and sisters, this beautiful month, do not let it go in vain. Make the most out of it. I conclude by praying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of us to make the most out of this beautiful month of Ramadan. And may He bless us all to attain many more Ramadan in the future. May He bless us to attain the last 10 nights of this month. May He bless us to attain the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. May He answer our du'as. May He fill our hearts with generosity so that we give as much as we can in sadaqah, in charity. May He help us to give out our zakah. May He help us to help those who are in need, to feed the hungry, to give water to those who do not have water, to help those who are struggling, subhanallah. May He help us to purify our hearts. May He help us to stay away from the traps of the devil. And just as how He has united us across these platforms. And just as how he united us across this video, may he unite us in the beautiful gardens of Jannah in the companionship of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wayan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.